Grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text is Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning at the 44th verse. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand everything that was written about me, understand the scriptures, and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending you the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising God. In the beginning. That's when it all started. It seemed like it had been a slow, plodding pace since the beginning of time. Even 33 years ago, on a quiet night in Bethlehem, it wouldn't have seemed that much out of the ordinary. A child is born. I wonder if Mary thought about Gabriel's visit between contractions. She must certainly have remembered when the shepherds came. Then things were quiet again for about 30 years. That quiet was deceptive. The whole world had been simmering since the very beginning of time, since Adam chose the path of disobedience. Nature itself had been longing for release from sin and the curse of death. Even sin seemed to have had the upper hand and was getting worse and worse day by day. But God was there. Even from the day of Adam's disobedience, the course was set for your salvation. Oh, things happened, lots of things. Things that seemed to amplify the problem of sin in the world. But as Scripture records them, it also has a thread, a promise of things to come. Then it all came together. 3 years like a whirlwind, and then 3 days that changed everything. All of Scripture has been pointing to these days, explaining who Jesus is, taking us to the cross. Now in this text, we are here. Jesus had died in intense suffering that would have been bad enough just as it in his plain physical pain and brutality. But our Savior, who was without sin, became sin, so that we might be made righteous. But death could not hold him. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In Luke, just before today's reading, Jesus is with the disciples on the day of his resurrection. The reading ends 40 days later. The glimpse of what happened in those 40 days goes like this. "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scripture. Can you imagine? Rather like 4 years of seminary, even eight maybe, all in 40 days. Of course, these men had seen Jesus at work over about 3 years. They surely had spent many hours in the synagogue over those years too. But God's ways are not our ways. So it could not have been easy to take in new ideas. But I shouldn't have said it that way. We can and do consume ideas, good and bad, like cheap candy. But there is more to what we have in Jesus. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined how much God loves us or what he has prepared for us. The disciples had not understood what was happening before their eyes. But now, in these 40 days after the resurrection, he opened their minds to understand the scripture, all of scripture. Because the faith we have is not just a good idea, not even a collection of good ideas. It is real, tangible gift of our kinsman Redeemer to rescue us from sin and death. And it's not just for us here within these four walls. It is for this town, this corner of our world. Remember what the angel told the shepherds at Christ's birth? That they were bringing good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Jesus gives us the short version here of what all the scripture declares. Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And he didn't say that we should be witnesses, or that we could be witnesses with more training, but rather that we are witnesses. We are his hands and voice in Troy, New Hampshire. Maybe we could do more. Maybe we will do more. But for the moment, rest in this. We are God's children. We are God's children in a time of turmoil and uncertainty. And in all of that, we can rest in him. Turn to him for forgiveness of our sins. Trust him with our lives in this world and in the next. And praise him. And wrapped in his love, we can love our neighbors as ourselves. I found great joy in today's text. It covers a lot of ground. Jesus opened up the scriptures for them and for us. He explained what all of scripture proclaimed and explained, that he came to us in the flesh, that he came to us to suffer and die, that he came to us that we might repent and find forgiveness in him, that he came to us to crush death under his feet and rise out of the grave, that he came to us that through his death and resurrection he could take us through our own death and into his resurrection. And if that wasn't enough, he sent the promise of the Father to us who believe that we should have the power to proclaim his glory, the confidence to walk not in the ways of the world, but in his ways, the strength to be obedient, even in the face of suffering, persecution, and even, yes, even inconvenience. And then he left them. At first glance, that might seem disappointing, even traumatic. They had seen God in the flesh, heard his voice. They loved him. They worshipped him. Now he was ascending to the Father, and their joy was almost palpable. The joy that filled them sprang from the knowledge of what his departure meant. That it meant he would be with them always, not constrained by time or space, as he was when he walked with them, but with them always just as he had intended from the beginning into all eternity. The past couple of months have been a whirlwind, but now they knew, as we do, that sin and death have been destroyed. They knew, just as we do, that they can follow Jesus to the cross, to the grave, and to the skies. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.